You mentioned some tax loopholes that you think we shouldn't have. Is there any tax or fee in place today in Vermont that you would take steps to repeal as governor?
Oh, there are many. First, I cited the loophole that allows you to buy airplane parts without paying a sales tax, whereas you would on, say, auto parts. There is a exemption from the sales tax for products you buy on the cloud. So, and that costs taxpayers $4 million a year. That, the legislature just put that in. So if you buy the product at Staples, you pay the sales tax. If you buy it on the cloud, you don't pay the sales tax. How did this get into place? It's because the cloud lobbyists, the cloud companies, hired lobbyists in Montpelier, and they argued if Vermont got rid of that sales tax, it could become a technology hub. Well, they made the same argument at every other state legislature, and I can guarantee you not every state's going to become a technology hub. We have an investment tax credit that actually subsidizes investments in coal. Why would we do that? It doesn't make sense. We have a research and development tax credits that are additional to the federal tax credit. They're intended to promote research and development, but the reality is they simply reward investment decisions that have already been made. And again, when you award people a tax credit, it basically means you're raising the taxes on everybody else.
Yeah, but those are different than repealing an actual tax that's on the books or a fee. I mean, closing a loophole or removing an exemption or removing a credit is different than removing a tax that's already on the books for people.
Sorry, I think I misunderstood your question. No. I wouldn't be repealing taxes that are on the books, but the one thing I would do is to transfer some of the property tax to the income tax. I served on the Senate Finance Committee, and in fact, I had with their seven members, I got three on my amendment, which would have eliminated the pass-through of the federal itemized deductions. That would have taken about $70 million from the income tax, put it in the education fund, and we would have had no increases in income and property tax over these last 6 years if it had passed. But it came one vote short.
So is that one of the ways that you'd like to relieve pressure on the way we currently fund our public education system by moving some of that pressure from the property tax to the income tax and sales tax?
Absolutely. As you know, I represented Windham County in the Vermont Senate, and the tax that my constituents hated the most is the property tax. And I understand it. You've got to come up with a large amount of money. The ownership of your property is at risk. And so I think we ought to listen to Vermonters. We can lower the property taxes by transferring it more of the burden of education to income tax, which is the case in most other states. It's a more fair system. Those who are better off will pay more. That's the whole point of the income tax.